It is no small surprise that this is the time of the year that we're asked to think about our stewardship of creation. It's hard to ignore the beauty of the gift of creation we've been given this time of year. Even with or because of all the rain, the noted April showers, our world is lush in shades of green. More shades than are even acknowledged in the largest box of Crayola crayons. We are enchanted by the wafting aromas of the quickly disappearing wisteria and disturbed by the ever-present irritating pollen. But even in the torrents of rain and blankets of pollen, our mood seems lighter than in the months past. The rain and pollen are signs that spring is here, that the cold and dark of winter are being replaced, that there's still order in our world as we move from one season to another. We watch expectantly as the landscape changes from a seemingly hopeless scene of gray and bare to a portrait of fresh color full of life and hope. And yet, there is a pause in our near giddiness that we feel in the season of spring, or at least there should be. We come face to face with the reality that the beauty we count on, the beauty we enjoy, is in turmoil. We have taken this gift of creation freely and lovingly given to us by God for granted for way too long. We have treated this world, our fragile island home, like wasteful land barrens. And now is a time of reckoning, a time for reconcerted efforts, attention, and care. If you are as old as I am or older, you may remember a commercial that aired many, many years ago. I still remember it vividly. At that time, there were problems with litter, and what I remember especially was the pollution of our rivers. We had ignored the reality that what we put into our rivers affects our whole world, our wildlife, and our own bodies. Not only had many rivers become disgustingly ugly dumps, the far-reaching effects of our slovenly and lazy way of handling our own waste caused horrific outcomes with toxic fish and all other sorts of environmental atrocities. The ad that was aired, when there were only two or three stations available to the viewing public, was one that prominently showed a Native American man named Iron Eyes Cody, who was dressed in Native American clothing. In my memory, he said nothing. But a large tear, or maybe several, slowly slid down his stoic face as he gazed at the destruction. It was a powerful ad. It was an ad for an organization named Keep America Beautiful, which began in 1953. As people of God, we are responsible for continuing the work of creation that God began. We are specifically charged with the ongoing care and responsibility of all that was begun by God in creation. This past week, we celebrated the launch in 1990 of the Hubble Space Telescope, which allowed us to view the expanse of the universe in ways that we previously had only imagined. On Friday, Charles Bolden, administrator of NASA, and a member of the crew that deployed the Hubble spacecraft, spoke on Science Friday on NPR. He talked at length about that phenomenal and breathtaking view of our planet from outer space, and how that perspective urged him all the more to become vigilant for its care. We are privileged here in our part of the world to envision the world as trustworthy and dependable, so much so that we may take the gift that we have been given for granted. others in our shrinking world have much less dependable and trustworthy view of creation. There is only dirty and diseased water, and little or no produce. People and all other living things die from a lack of sustenance. And if we take the time to pay attention to those needs, if we open our minds to the reality of climate change in our world and the immediate needs of our brothers and sisters in other parts of this fragile earth, our island home, we may become overwhelmed. I trust that no one here has chosen to be an ostrich or a turtle, perhaps nearing extinction, keeping one's head in the sand and refusing to face the reality that we have done serious damage to the ecological system on which our very lives and the lives of our children and grandchildren depend. If we are aware of our co-creative nature and our task to care for the gift of creation that we have been given, we may feel a bit overwhelmed these days. Our future seems quite dire indeed. All systems are not go. And yet, each of us can make a difference, and each of us must make a difference. In the Diocese of Alabama, we have begun to make a difference in several ways. As I hope you know, we have one of the top environmental camps in the country. We bring approximately 9,000 children each year to Camp McDowell to teach them about creation and their responsibility in caring for the world. One seemingly small and fun, but large and important thing that the kids are taught is about waste. On the first day, the students come into the dining hall at camp, and all the food waste is weighed, the food that they did not eat but put on their plates, and the number, that weight, is recorded. Throughout their time there, the food waste singers tell them at each meal, in a fun and lighthearted way, how bad it is to waste food, and how important it is to only take what you want and what you will eat, and not throw food away. By the end of their time in environmental camp, the waste is greatly diminished. And that is just one very small portion of what our children are learning about how to care for the creation that we have been given. The task of making a difference in our world can seem daunting, but just one thing makes a difference. Caring for the gift that we've been given in creation is truly one place where every action matters. If you throw all your paper and cans and plastic into the trash, start taking the initiative to recycle. All that takes is a few bins and a trip to the parking lot right next to Winn-Dixie on 8th Street. You'll be amazed at how much you used to throw into landfills that can be recycled. When you leave a room, turn out the light. It's not a matter of saving money. It's a matter of saving resources. Think about walking downtown. We in the South are married to our cars. Many of us have visited other countries and walked block upon block to dine and shop. Can you imagine walking from here to Noble Street? 2 blocks. Many of us do all of this and more. Each time we do one thing and one more thing to care for the world that God has given us, we live more into that kingdom which turns the smallest of seeds into the largest of shrubs and provides food and home for God's creatures. Amen.